Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Brachot, Daf Nun Vav Amud Bet, continuing with our analysis of the of dreams, our study of the analysis of dreams. And near the middle of the Amud, Amar Rabbi Chanina Haro'eh Be'er B'chalom. If somebody has a dream and they see a well, Ro'esh Shalom, that's an indication of peace. Shenemarech Barav de Yitzchak Benachman, Zusham Be'er Mayim Chayim, the story in Bereshit. Renato Nomer Matzah Torah, a well indicates that they're going to find Torah. Shenemarech Motz'im Matzah Chayim, like finding a well, so finding Torah. Ro'tivacha Be'er Mayim Chayim. Rav Amar Chayim Mamash, you're going to have a long life. Rechanan Shalosh Shlomotein, there's three things that indicate peace. Nahar, a river, tzipor, a bird, ukdera, a pot. Nahar, d'ktiv yinneo t'hele akenar shalom. Tzipor, d'ktiv k'tziporim afot kenya gen adonai tzvaot. The pasuk in Yeshayahu, that God will protect like birds flying. Ukdera, d'ktiv adonai tzvaot shalom lanu. God will place a pot of peace. Chanina, ukdera, she'en rabasar shenu. It's only if the pot has no meat in it. Ufarsuka, sher basir, uchvasar, betoch hakalachat. Because that is a pasuk that indicates a pot with meat in it, and it indicates some sort of a punishment. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi again. Haroen Nahar b'chalom yashkim v'yomar. Now we have a series of statements where if you see a particular thing, you should quickly say the pasuk that indicates something positive about that thing before another pasuk comes to you, which is negative. So we start with a river. Back to the bird. If you see a bird, again, the pasuk we had, that the nation is exiled like a bird going from place to place. Which is one of punishment. If you see grapes in a dream, I found Am Yisrael like grapes in the desert, from Ha'azinu. You see a mountain, the beautiful prophecy in Yeshayahu about the bringer of glad tidings coming. The pasuk from Yirmiyahu about crying on the mountains over the Churban. A call to war. The dog wagged his tongue as it were B'nai Israel in Egypt. Before a different pasuk occurs to you, the dogs are brazen. You see a lion, indicating God's prophecy. As a lion. You see shaving. Yosef shaving to come see Paro. Before you say a different pasuk, Shimshon's admission of to Delilah of his strength. Back to the well. Alright, so again, psukim, all of these things, and the point of it is that all of these things really could go either way, and you can confirm the positive impact of the dream by connecting it to a positive pasuk. Haroet kaneh b'chalom, see a reed. What Rav Shakeh says to Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim. Tan Rabbanan, haroet kaneh b'chalom. Now we're going to have a different series in this Baraita, which is different things, what they indicate you should anticipate. So you read Yitzpeh l'chokhmah, you see wisdom. Shnemar kaneh chokhmah, play on the word kaneh. Kanim reads Yitzpeh l'vinah, shnemar v'chol kinyan cha. So both these are plays on the word kaneh, read, and kana, an unrelated word which means to acquire. I'm Rabbi Zera. So now he says, kara, kura, kira, kanya, all of these things, kulumalu lechelma, they're all good things for a dream, because they all are associated with mikra. Tanya, ein marin gluin el mishu yarei sharm echol kocho. Squash are only seen by people who is somebody who fears God with everything he's got. Somebody sees an ox. Back to this theme. Describing Yosef as a bechor, that's a good thing. Damages are a bad thing. There's five things we say about an ox in dreams. If you see yourself eating ox meat, then you're going to become rich. Then you'll have children who are successful in fighting into the battle of Torah in the Beit Midrash. Neshacho, if he bites it, Yisurin Bayinalav, then he's going to have afflictions. Be'ato, if you kick it, Derech Rechokan is Nabnalo, you have to take a long trip. And Rechavo, if you ride on it, Ole Ligdula. Ay, Vatan Rechavo, mate, we have one that says if he rides on it, he'll die. So Lokash, Adarachivu Latorah, if you're riding on the ox, then you will be honored. Hadarachiv Torah Ladidei, but if you see the ox riding you, then you're gonna die. Harechamor Bachalom, Yitzapel Lishua, if you see a donkey, then anticipate redemption. The famous prophecy of Zechariah, a Mashiach riding on a donkey. Let's say that you see a cat in a dream. And it all depends on language. In a place where a cat's called a shunra, naset lo shira na'a. So nice singing is to be done. But in a place where they call it shinra, you're going to have something bad happen to you. So the indication here is that you're seeing a cat because of what a cat is locally called and is illusion that that's going to happen to you. If you see grapes, if they're white grapes, whether or not it's at the right season, yafot, that's good. Shchorot, but dark grapes, purple grapes, bizmanan, at the season, yafot, shelo bizmanan, but if it's not at the season, then raot, it's a bad sign. Hores sus lavan b'chalom, see a white horse. Ben menacha ben beraduf, whether it's still or running, yafela, that's good. Adom, a red horse, benachat yafeh, if it's standing still, that's fine, or it's trotting along quietly, it's fine. Beraduf, but if it's chasing, then kasha, it's a bad sign. Haroed Yishmael b'chalom, if you see Yishmael, tfilato nishmat, that means that your prayer will be heard, Yishmael. V'davka Yishmael ben Avraham, that's davka if you see an image of what you think Yishmael, Avraham's son, looked like. Ha'atayah ba'alma, just a regular Arab, lo, that doesn't mean anything. This, by the way, is the one place we can find in Shas where Chazal associate the Arabs with Yishmael, and it's questionable, the association. Hareg Gamal b'chalom, if you see a camel in a dream, mitanik v'salon ha'shamayim, v'tzidum mena, you were supposed to die and you were saved from mina shamayim. Chamrochanina maikra, what's the pasuk? Anoche yiredi mechamitzom nachi alcha gam alo. God says to Yaakov, I'm going to come down with you to Egypt and I will come back with you, but anoche gam alo, put it together, it's gamal. So I'm going to save you. Chamayitzlak v'miacha, gam adonai v'yirachatotcha lo tamut. This is Tante David, but again, Gam Hashem. So we're reading it as an allusion to the Gamal. Okay, Rav Pinchas b'chalom. If you see Pinchas, the hero Pinchas, Pelanasilo, you're gonna have a great thing happen to you. Rav Peel b'chalom. If you see an elephant, Plaot Nasilo, you have great things because then the word peel. Wondrous things. Pilim, if you see elephants, pil e plau nasulo. You're going to have amazing, wonderful things happen to you. Ay, vatanya kol b'nei chayot, yafin l'chalom. Any wild animals are good to see in a dream. Chutz v'na pil v'na kof, except for an elephant and a donkey. So, monkey, sorry. Lokasha, so how do we resolve it? Had misareg. Had lo misareg. If the thing has a saddle on it, then it's a good sign. If it doesn't have a saddle, then it's dangerous. Hara'ah Huna b'chalom. If you see Rabbi Huna, Neis Nasilo, because there's a nun in his name. Chanina, Chananya, Yochanan. Anybody with two nuns, Nisei Nisim Nasilo. You're going to have amazing miracles happen to you. Hara'ah Spade b'chalom. If you see a eulogy happening in a dream, in a Shemaim, Chasu Avta'u. Means you were supposed to die in a Shemaim, they had compassion, and they saved you. Fanevi Lichtava. That's if you see it written down. Okay, Ahonei Yeheshme Rabba Mvorach. If in your dream you see yourself answering Yeheshme Rabba, Muftach Loshu Ben Olam Abba. It's a promise to your Ben Olam Abba. Kriyat Shema, Roish Tishrael Av Shechina. If you see yourself saying Shema in a dream, the Shechina really should rest on you. Elisha Endor is a Kailachach, but you're in a generation that doesn't deserve it. Hamaniach Tfilin Bachalom. If you're putting on Tfilin in a dream, it's Pelik Dula. You should anticipate coming to a higher position, Shinemar. We saw this earlier. Having God's name written on you, that's an allusion to Tfilin Shabarosh. Hamid Palel Bachalom. If you see yourself praying in a dream, Siman Yafelo, it's a good sign. Hanimile Dolosim, that's only if you don't finish your tefillah. Habali Mo Bachalom. If you have a dream in which you had relations with your mother, it's a Pelavina. That means you're coming into a new level of understanding. Shinemar, Ki Im Labina Tikra. They're playing with the Im and Aim. Habal Na'arah Murasa. Remember, we had the whole story with Rabbi Shmuel where this is all flipped, where a guy had a different dreams and he accused him of doing these things. But here he's having a dream where he had Bia with a Na'arah Murasa. It's spelled with Torah. Shema Torah Tzivalenu Moshe, Morasha, Kilat Yaakov, don't read Morasha, Ela Ma'arasa. Habal Achoto Bachalom. He has relations with his sister in a dream. It's spelled with Chochma. He should anticipate wisdom. Shema Amar Lachochma Achotiat. Wisdom should be your sister. Habal Eshet Ish Bachalom. Somebody has relations with a married woman in a dream. That's only, of course, if it's somebody you don't know and somebody you weren't thinking about beforehand. Otherwise, it's just lustful thoughts. Somebody sees wheat in a dream. That's peace. You see the peace associated with the good wheat. Tilim Kufmem Zayin. Hores Se'orim B'chalom. If you see barley, Saru Avonotav. A plan Se'orim. Your sins have gone away. Saru. Shnemar V'sar Avonecha V'chatatcha Techupar. V'sar Avonecha like Se'orim. Rabbi Zera Ana Lo Salkim Bavel Eretz Yisrael Dechazoy Sari V'chalom. Rabbi Zera, who famously made Aliyah, story where he had to hide from a Rav Yehuda to do so, and said, I didn't make Aliyah until I saw a dream with barley and I knew things would be good. If you see a laden vine, then you know your wife will not have miscarriage. Famously in Tehillim Kuf Chaf Chet. Soreka, the grapes itself, it's a pela Ashiach. Yaakov's blessing to Yehuda. If you see a fig, your Torah will stay with you. Shnemar. Somebody who watches the fig tree will be able to eat its fruit. If you see pomegranates, zutri, if they're little ones, pari iske krimona, that means you're going to have a lot of business, like a rimon, means it's going to be fruitful. Ravravi, if they're big ones, then ravi iske krimona, they're going to become, your business will become big, like a pomegranate. Palge, if they're cut, it's a pela Torah. I will feed you from the wine and from the juice of my pomegranates, as God referring to Torah. If he's on Amaretzu side, it's a Pele Mitzvot. Famous Rasha, my Rakatech, that even the least of the Jews is filled with Mitzvot, like a Rimon. And therefore, if he's in Amaret, so that's what he's going to be doing a lot of mitzvot. As zeitim b'chalom, if you see olives, zutri, if they're little, pari v'ravi v'kai iske k'zeitim, then that means your business will grow and flourish like olives. V'hani mili pri, that's the fruit of alilani, just the tree, lebanim rubin, you'll have lots of sons. Sh'mar v'necha k'shtelei zeitim, back in Tehillim kuf chaf chet. Some people say, Shem Tov Yotzelo. You can have a good name, go at Shinemar. Zayit Ranan Yefei Free, Toar Karah Adonai Shmech. Haresh Shemen Zayit Bachalom. If you see olive oil, it's a Pelim or Torah. You'll anticipate the light of Torah, understanding. Shemar Vikhoi Lacha Shemen Zayit Zach. Haret Marim Bachalom. If you see dates in a dream. Tamu Avonotav. Tamarim, Tamu Avonotav. Shemar Tam Avonech Batzion. In Echa. Amar Yosef, for a while, Eiz Bachalom. If you see a goat, Shana Miparechelo, you can have a good year. Yizim, Shanim Mitparchotlo. Then you'll have years. If it's goats, then you'll have good years. Shinemar, Vedei Chalev, Yizim Lachmecha, and Mishlei. Haroeh Hadas Bachalom. If you see a myrtle, Nechasav, Atzlichinlo. But so far, by the way, everything that you've seen here is a good sign. Just the question is, what does it mean? So it could mean that you're going to be given these particular opportunities. You should notice them and take advantage. So if you see hadas, that means that you will have, your property will be successful. If you don't have land, you'll get a Yerusha from some unexpected source. That's only if you saw the hadas in its stem, meaning in its stalk. If you see an etrog, that means you're beautiful before God. Remember, an etrog is called pre-eitz hadar. If you see a lulav, it proves that you only have one heart for God. The lulav indicating that. If you see a goose, it's a pelech chokhmah. Shnemar chokhmah b'chutz tarona. Wisdom runs around outside like geese. Habala, if you have relations with it, I'll be rosh hashiva. That's indicating you're going to be a rosh hashiva. Rashi, ani reiti avati aleha. Rashi said I had a dream like that. It's slakid l'gdula, and I became the rosh hashiva. If you see a chicken, it's a pelavein zachar. So if it's a rooster, you should anticipate having a boy. Tarnagolim, if you see roosters, it's a pelavein zachar, you should anticipate having lots of boys. Tarnagolit, it's a pelavein tarbitza na'av gila. If you see, on the other hand, a rooster, then you should anticipate a beautiful garden and rejoicing. Because a tarnigolet is sort of like a combination of tarbitza na'avigila. Okay? Harab beitzim b'chalom. If you see eggs, tzuliyah bakashato, it means you have a request and it's hanging in the balance. Nishtabru, if you see them broken, naseit bakashato, then they're going to do it. They're going to fulfill it. V'chen egozim, v'chen kishui, v'chen kol klei zchuchit, anything that's breakable. Nuts and gourds and glassware. V'chen konish perim kailu. Okay, again with dreams, hanichnas likrach. If you see yourself coming into a major city, nasulo chafatzav, then that means that you're going to have your needs taken care of. Shemar vanchem amachoz chafatzam in Tehillim Kuf Zayin. Amagaleach rosho b'chalom. If you see yourself shaving your head, siman yafelo. It's a good sign. Rosho is kano, your head and your beard. Lo l'chol mishpachto. It's a good sign for your whole family. Hayoshev b'arivak tana. If you see yourself sitting in a little boat, Shem Tov Yotzelo, that means a good name is going out, your good reputation. Barivag Dola, in a big boat, Lo Chomishpachto, you and your whole family. Hanimili Demadli Dluye. That's only if it's hanging. Arivag here actually is a basket, I take it back. And I know, in a small boat, but that is only Demadli Dluye. Right, we're at the, you see the boat kind of above the waves, and it's not, down. So it's a good sign. Hanifne v'chalom, if you defecate in a dream, siman yafelo, it's a good sign, shnemar mihart so eli pateach. Hanimili dulo kineach, it's only if you don't see yourself wiping. Olele gag v'chalom, if you go up on a roof in a dream, olele dulat, you're gonna be rising to a great position. Yarad, but if on the other end you see yourself going down, then you're red migdulat, so you'll be losing that position. Abaye v'Ravi d'Amar Tavayu. They said, "Kimon Shala Allah." Once you've gone up, that's it. You're going up. Hakoreb gadav b'chalom. If you tear your clothes in a dream, koim lo gzar dino. So, of course, many of these things could easily be interpreted badly. Koreb gadav b'chalom. You could say it means somebody's going to die, but no, it means that you had a gzar din that they ripped up. Hamed arum b'chalom. If you see yourself naked in a dream, b'bavel in bavel omed below chait. It means you're sinless. Eretz Yisrael, arim below mitzvot. In Eretz Yisrael, means you're without mitzvot. And pas l'sradyot, if you see yourself caught by the gendarmes, shmiran aseitlo, means you're going to be protected. Tanu b'kolar, if they put the chains on you, hosifilo shmira shmirato, then you're going to have extra protection. Hanimili b'kolar, that's only if it's a real chain that goes around the neck. Chav l'baal malo, but not just ropes or chains that go around the body. And chas l'gam b'cholom, if you go into a pond, then Nasar Rosh Hashiva. Liyar, if you go into a, see yourself going into a forest, then Nasar Rosh Levnei Chala, then you become the head of the whole Kala. Papa Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua Chazu Chalma, they were students of Rava, they saw a dream. Papa dialogue, Mar Papa, who, in his dream, saw himself going into a pond, Nasar Rosh Hashiva. Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, Liyar Nasar Rosh Levnei Chala, it happened that way. Ika Damer Tavayu La'agma'ili, the other version is they both saw themselves going to an Agam, Rav Papa to Tavli Tavla, but Rav Papa, who saw that he had a an instrument hanging around his neck, Nasa Rostin Ekala, and Tali Tavla Nasa Rosh Shiva. When Rav Shua Delo Tali Tavla, he didn't have that. Nasa Rostin Ekala. Right, and the instrument was like for calling, indicating the calling people together. Ravashi Ana Ailid Agma Utlai Tavla Unvachi Ban Nabuche. Ravashi said, this is the next generation, I saw myself going into the Agam, and I had this thing around my neck, right, and I was hitting it, right, and I was a Rosh Hashiva. Alright, so you see that not necessarily just Bnei Kala, but also Rosh Hashiva. Tanya Tana coming to Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Abakiz Dam Machalom, if somebody lets blood, Avonotav Machulin Lo, that means his sins are forgiven. Tanya Avonotav Sturin Lo, we have a bright that seems to say the opposite, his sins are laid out for him. The answer is, my Sturin, what does it mean laid out? Sturin the Machel, they're laid out to be forgiven. Tanya coming, like lining something up to sweep it away. Tanya Tana coming to Rav Sheshit, Hoena Chash Machalom, if you see a snake in a dream, Parnasaton am zumenet lo. That means you're going to have your panasa for you, just like a snake has the dirt to eat. Nishachov it bites you, nichpalalo. You have double parnasa. Haragov it killed him, avdar parnasato. Then you lost it. Rav Sheshit calls your kinch nichpala parnasato. Rav Sheshit said to the Tana, if the snake kills you, it's even better than biting you, so it's certainly you're going to have more parnasa. Velohi, that's not the case. Rav Sheshit urachaza chev yibachel moktale. So Rav Sheshit had that happen, and he wanted to feel good about it, so he gave that other interpretation. Tani Tana came to Rabbi Yochanan. So Tana said to Rabbi Yochanan, "Kol minei mashkin yafin l'chalom. Any liquids you see are good in a dream, chutz min hayayin, except for seeing yourself drink wine. Yeshoteh v'tovlo, yeshoteh v'ralo. Depends. It could be good, could be bad. Yeshoteh v'tovlo, you're drinking and it's good. Shneimar yayin samach l'vav enosh. Yeshoteh v'ralo, shneimar tnu shechalo v'ev yayin l'mari nafesh. We have psukim this way and that way. So it could be the dream, it's unclear. Rabbi Yochanan the Tana, Tani Tamen Chacham le'olam tovlo. So he said to the Tana, add in that a Tamen Chacham, it's always a good thing if he sees that. Shneimar l'chu lachmu b'lachmi, ushtu b'yayin masachti, in Mishlei. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hishkim v'nafal pasuk l'toch piv, harizun v'aktana. We saw this earlier, that if you wake up in the morning and the first thing comes out is you say a pasuk, that's like a mini nevuah. Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Malachim Heim. There's three different kings, and now we're going to see a different kind of series here, where there's three of something, two of them are good, one's bad. If you see David, it's a Pelach Hasidut. You should anticipate that you're going to rise in your piety. Shlomo, it's a Pelach Chochmah, but Achav, you're not going to pardon. If it's Achav, you should be worried that you're going to be punished. Shlosha Nevi'im Heim, there's three Nevi'im. Right, I say from Malachim, if you see Malachim, it's a Pelach Dula, you're going to become great. Echezkel, it's a Pelach Chochmah, you're going to have wisdom. But Yeshaya Yitzapel Nechama, you'll be comforted. But Yirmiyahu Yidag Min HaPuranut. So here it's really Arba, right? So if you see Sefer Yirmiyahu, you should be worried of punishment. Shloshak Tuvim Gdolim Heim, there's three of the big Tuvim. Our Sefer Tehillim is Yitzapel HaChasidut, Mishle Yitzapel HaChochma, but Iyov Yidag Min HaPuranut. If you see Sefer Iyov, then you should be worried you're going to be punished. Shloshak Tuvim Tanim Heim, there's three of the small Tuvim, small books of Tuvim. Asher Hashem b'chalom, Asher Hashem yitzapel l'chasidut. Kohelet yitzapel l'chachma, but kinot, which is eicha, yidag min ha-puranut. Hare Megillat Esther, if you see Megillat Esther in a dream, neis nasalo, it means you're going to have a miracle happen. Okay, shlosha chachamim him. Now they make it much more contemporary to their own times, that if you see three chachamim, so if you see Rebbe, yitzapel l'chachma. Rav Elazar ben Azariah, yitzapel l'ashirut, you're going to be wealthy. But Rav Shmuel ben Elisha, Yidag min ha-puranut. Right? He suffered. Shlosha tamidei chachamim heim. There are three kinds of tamid, three of the chachamim. Those were chachamim. What will happen if you see them? Marab ben Azai v'chol, it's v'la chasidut. Ben Zomai, it's v'la chochma. But Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, who became a heretic, yidag min hapuranut. Then you really have to be worried about punishment. Okay. Kol minei chayot yafin l'chalom. We saw this earlier. Wild animals are a good thing to see in a dream. Chus min apil v'akof v'hakipod. All right, those are the three that are bad. Amar Oech, Pilma Chalom, Pelanasalo. We saw this earlier. Lokasha, Hamasari, Ganolasari, but has a saddle on or not. Kumene Matechet, Yafin Lachalom. All sorts of metal is good. Chutzi Mar Pesel, Vikardom, like a chisel and an axe. Vani Mili, the Chazanu, Vikataya. That's only if you see them in their hand, with their handle. Kumene Perot, Yafin Lachalom. All sorts of fruit is good. Chutzi Mbi Paget Marak, except for young dates. Unripe dates. All sorts of vegetables are good, except for turnip heads. Rav loy atri ad chazar roshel fatot. But Rav said, I didn't become rich until I had a dream about turnip heads. So kichaz b'chanai uchazeh. He saw them in their stem. Every color is good, except for tchelet. Interesting. All sorts of birds are good. Chutzmin karya v'kipufa v'kurfai. These are different kinds of birds. Discussion about what they are, but certain kind of birds that are associated with punishment, they're all night birds. Okay, Shloshan Chasin Laguf and Aguf and Nemiha. Now we're moving away from dreams, and now we're talking about other things. We have lists. Alright, there are three things that come into the body, and the body doesn't get any benefit from them. Gudgoniot, Kafniot, and Paget Mara. And that's when Paget Mara came in here. And kafniot are like little dates. Shlosha in nechasin l'guf al guf nehemiyan. On the other hand, you have three things that don't come into the body, and the body does benefit. What are they? Rechitza, washing, sicha, anointing, and tashmish, relations. Shlosha me'ein olam haba. There's three things that are like olam haba. Shabbat, shemesh, the sun, v'tashmish, bia. Tashmish demai. What sort of tashmish? Ilam tashmish amita, if you think it's relations. Hamichash kachish, it weakens you. Alatashmish nekavim means going to the bathroom. Shloshah meshivim da'ato shel adam, the three things that restore you. Helen kol, a nice sound. Mareh, a nice thing to see. Vareach, a nice smell. Shloshah marchivim da'ato shel adam, the three things that give you sort of a breadth of sense. Helen rivana'a, a nice house. Ishana'a, a nice wife. Helim na'im, nice clothes. Okay, chamisha achad meshishim, there's five things, now we're going on to this, that are 1/60th of something else, each of them. Elohein, what are these things? Eish, fire, dvash, honey, Shabbat, shena v'chalom. Let's see what they are. Eish, fire, is achad meshishim l'gehenom, 1/60th of Gehenom. Dvash is achad meshishim l'man. Honey is 1/60th of the man. Shabbat, famously, achad meshishim l'olam haba. Shena, what's sleep? Achad meshishim l'mita, 1/60th of death. And chalom, achad meshishim l'nevuah, it's 1/60th of a prophecy. There's six things that are a good sign for somebody who's sick. Elohein itush, we'll have to see if that's sneezing. Izayah, sweating, shilshul, diarrhea, carry, having a carry, shena, sleeping, v'chalom and a dream. Itush, tichtiva, tishotav, tahel, or. Zayah, tichtiva, zayah, tapecha, tochalachem. So, psukim for all of these. Shilshul, tichtiva, bihar, tzuel, patech, lumut, lashachat, carry, tichtiva, yerez, zera, yarich, yamim. Interesting take. He sees seed and he'll have a long life. Sharatib Yashanti Azyanuachli, when you sleep, then you're at rest. Chalom Dichtiva Tachlimeni Vachayeni. We saw this earlier. Shadvarim Arpina Tacholevi Cholyofu Atorufuwa. There's six things that heal you, and they're really a legitimate healing. What are they? Kruv Utradin Vesisini Veshin Vekeva Veherit Veotera Takaved. Some of these are vegetables, some of these are meat. Shemim Aftagim Tanim. We saw that earlier, that little fish are good for everything. There's 10 things that, on the other hand, will bring you back to be sick. And you're really going to be in serious danger. And then basar shor, ox meat. Basar shor, fat meat. Basar tzli, roasted meat. Basar tziporim, birds. Beitzat tzluya, fried egg. V'tiglachat. V'shachlaim v'chalav v'gvina v'amrchat. Shachlaim is part of an animal. And chalav and gvina, milk and cheese, v'amrchat's going into amrchat's. Shem af egozim, nuts also. V'yeshomrim af kishuim. Some people think that also gourds or kini. V'lamini kreshman kishuim. Why are they called kishuim? Shain kashin laguf kacharvot. They're hard for your body, like swords, like eating swords. Ei v'yomar v'akti v'yomar adonai v'ashnei goyim b'vitneich. We have a statement when Hashem said to Rivka, you're going to have two nations in your stomach, Yaakov and Esav, Altikra Goyim Ela Geyim. Don't read nations, but rather prideful high people. Elu Antoninos Rebbe. That's Antoninos representing Esav, and Rebbe, his friend, representing Yaakov, obviously. They had all these things on their table all year, and included kishurim. So you see, kishurim are good. So Lokasha Harabi, if they're big, then they are good. If they're the small kind, then they are the big ones are bad for you. The small ones are good for you. That's what they have on the table. Okay, one last thing back to dreams. I'm talking about a meit babayit. If you see a dead person in the house, shalom babayit, that's bringing peace. Achav shata babayit, if you saw yourself eating or drinking in a house, siman yafel babayit, good sign for the house. Now tal kelim in a bayit, if you were taking things out of the house in the dream, siman ra labayit, it's a bad sign. Talking about papa, son of a sandal. He said that's talking about shoes. Called the shakil shachvi mali. And he says that anything that a mate takes in a dream is a good sign. Bar son of Isandali, except for shoes. Called the yav shachvi mali. Anything that a dead person gives you in a dream is good. Bar mi afra b'chardal, except for dirt and for mustard seed. Those are bad things because it looks like dirt, and that's what's used for burial. Okay, I'll pause this point. We've completed the, as they call it, the Talmudic Book of Dreams, and we will pick up then with further analysis on the rest of Mishnah Aleph. Meantime, I should have a wonderful day.